super exciting. Welcome back to another show of Discali. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is a new episode. It is December 29th, which is crazy. Merry Christmas for those who just celebrated Christmas and happy holidays for everyone else. We are super, super close to the new year. We are approaching the last couple days of 2023, which is so insane to think of because, I mean, 2023 was just loaded with so many things. And I just want to say I'm really grateful for having this show and being able to, you know, broadcast my thoughts and opinions on music and albums with you guys. But before we do get started with the episode, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live broadcasting and situated on the unceded, traditional, and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And going into 2023, I want to just say that I'm very grateful, thankful, and as well privileged to be able to study, work, and live on the First Nations lands. So in light of me getting back to work, let's get into this new episode. I'm very excited for this episode because I recently was able to go it was a couple months ago, but I was able to go to their concert and meet them, and it was super, super exciting because it was definitely one of my dreams to meet this person. So I think I should introduce the artist. Today we're going to be talking about Ray. If you don't know who Ray is a recently independent singer who just released her debut album called My 21st Century Blues, which is what we're going to be talking about today. So Ray is a UK artist, UK-based artist, and she sings in a lot of different genres. It's not exactly specific, but her new latest album, My 21st Century Blues, is labeled under a pop album. However, I always tell people before they listen to this album that as much as it's pop, there's so many different genres that she experiments with throughout the whole entirety of the album. She touches upon R&B, she touches upon gospel, she touches upon EDM, dance music, obviously pop, and I feel like I'm missing one. No, I think that's it. But again, many, many genres in one single album, which is very, very impressive. So to discover a bit more of these genres that I'm talking about, let's look into Ray's past and present discography, just to kind of get a vibe of like who she is and what's her artistic style. So back in 2020, Ray released what you would call like a mini album, or some people could even argue it was like an EP, called Euphoric Sad Songs. And this was released under her previous record label before she went independent. And she's got some bangers here. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I love the song regardless. It's like Euphoric Sad Songs, as much as you think it would be like kind of like sad, slow songs, they're actually kind of like dancing songs. I think the vibe that she wanted to get is like, you know, when you're like, you're sad, but you kind of want like to like start moving and get out of it, you know? I feel like that was kind of the vibe of this like mini album. But yeah, regardless, love that song. Secrets, a banger. But my favorite off of this album has to be Natalie Don't. There was this one time I showed my friend the song Natalie Don't, fully fell in love with it. It is such a fun song. She has an acoustic version of it too, which is really, really good. I obviously do prefer the dancing song because I love to dance and I love to bust a move. Definitely listen if you want to take a quick little peek at it. But yeah, and then she released, again, the same album or the mini album, Euphoric Sad Songs, but Dance Edition, which is kind of like, she kind of took like a remix twist to it and make them a little bit more like electrical and EDM so that people would be able to, I guess, more easily bust a move. I mean, yeah, I love both albums. But yeah, so then after that, she had a couple singles that came out, which really added to her discography, but it wasn't until recently in 2023, like the beginning of 2023, that Ray decided to drop My 21st Century Blues, which fully took like the music industry by storm. Like, we knew who Ray was. Let me mention another song that you might know her from is a song called You Don't Know Me, which was released back in 2016 and went viral. But yeah, she dropped her recent album in the beginning of the year, and it's crazy. It went crazy. It charted. I mean, its lead single called Escapism, which I'm sure a lot of people are aware of, which we'll talk a little bit about later. You could literally hear that song anywhere, literally anywhere. Like, if you were on social media, it was on every video. If you were, like, even on the radio, I think they were playing, like, a like a radio clean version of it. I remember I was like heading down to downtown this one night with my friend, and we were in an Uber, and we heard Escapism, and the way we both looked at the driver and we were like, can you turn this up, please? Like, we love this song. But yeah, so let's quickly run through my 21st Century Blues track list and talk a bit about how it's laid out. So my 21st Century Blues album is, I feel like from the title, you can really understand what she's trying, what like the message behind this album is going to be. I mean, she's taking a twist on like, you know, blues as in like the type of genre of music, and kind of using it as in like my 21st century reasons I'm sad. Like, you know, when you're in the blues and you know, when you're like sad. But yeah, because this album is like, it's got a bit of a political twist to it where she's trying to like convey some messages in her different types of songs about different types of 21st century problems, which you will notice some of them when once we run down the track list. So we should get started with that. This album is laid out in the sense of kind of like a story. And I always tell these to people because, I mean, it kind of literally is, because the first song is literally named Introduction and the last song is literally named Fin, which is the end in French. But yeah, in the first song, Introduction, they basically paint a picture of the audience being in a jazz bar, and then the MC is introducing Ray as an artist who's about to present themselves and sing a couple songs, which is really, really cool, because even I feel like I'm going to be told a story, kind of like a storytelling. And then the last song is her wrapping up her album and basically giving us a big thank you for listening to her music, which is really, really cool, because the first time I actually heard this album, I was with my best friend, and I honestly kind of thought I was listening to an audiobook, because it just felt like a complete, perfect, concise story with very complex ideas, a very developed body. So yeah, it's basically laid out like an introduction. You got your body, which is your various different types of songs, and then your conclusion. But there's a total of 15 songs in this album, like I said, with two interludes, so technically 13 full songs. And the first song is called Oscar-Winning Tears. The third one is Heart Out Here. The fourth one is Black Mascara, one of my favorites. The fifth one is Escapism, which is the most popular one. Sixth is Mary Jane. Seventh is The Thrill Is Gone. Eighth, Ice Cream Man. Ninth, Flip a Switch. 10th, Body Dysmorphia. 11th, Environmental Anxiety. 12th, Five Star Hotel featuring Mahalia. 13th is Worth It, which, oh my God, we will get into that. But, oh, that song is just so good. And 14, Bus It Down. And then the last one, of course, is Fin. I do really want to get started with these songs right now because I'm very, very excited to introduce the album, with the first song being Oscar-winning Tears. But before I do get into all these songs off of the album, I do want to give a bit of a warning that my 21st Century Blues, like I said, talks about 21st century problems. But I will be saying that I will be doing my best to be playing songs that are mostly positive, and then only talking about the ones that can be a little bit heavy. But yeah, I just wanted to give a quick little advisory, but if not, let's get onto it. I'm very excited. Let's hop onto this musical journey and start off with the second song off of the track list. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ray with Oscar-winning Tears.
Hello, it's Ray here. Please get nice and comfortable and lock your phones, because the story is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you about one of the many men. Name is irrelevant, height is irrelevant. He was 1 out of 10. I wish that I knew it then. I'm still recovering. Truly invulnerable, I love a sentiment. Quickly I opened up, I learned my lesson then. Thought I was safe again, thought he was innocent. I was so wrong. I can't deny I was stuck in a daze, a terrible phase. It was convincing though, very believable, the role that you play. So it didn't have to be. Look how you talk to me, cursing and blasphemy. Cinematography, get this on camera, please. Oh no, I'm gonna believe this. Can't deny I thought you were the man, but you were the plan. Fuck are you lying for? Fuck are you crying for? You did it again. So I'll take this front row seat, and baby, baby, you.
last time I'm your audience, I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you can go ahead and cry. Baby, 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 would you really go ahead and would you go ahead and just cry? And after his Oscar-winning performance, I left the room and never saw him again.
All right, now welcome back to the discussion. That was Ray with Oscar-winning Tears. Honestly, the first time I heard that song, I was very surprised because it kind of like started a little bit like of a jazz introduction, and then it went on to like full, you know, pronounced vocals and pronounced background music, a bit of a pop leaning to that. The message behind Oscar-winning Tears is very well thought out, and the metaphor behind it, I guess you could call it a metaphor, is very intricate in the sense that even the title, Oscar-winning Tears, she talks about her partner, which I believe is a guy in the sense, on how they're like acting and being very fake and also just being very dramatic in the relationship where, you know, let's say he's probably getting down on his knees praying to get back together. And she's just like, you can cry those Oscar-winning tears and I'll just be your audience here and sitting and just watching you, you know, be an actor in this whole relationship and just not be sincere of how you actually feel, which is crazy. It's a crazy line, and I love that she labeled it like that, like an Oscar-winning performance. Like, you gotta be very good at being dramatic if you want to get an Oscar. So I can imagine the feelings that she felt behind having the idea of writing the song, which is again very unique and very impressive of her. Like, even going into that one lyrics where she's like, I'm your audience, I'll take this front row seat, and you can go ahead and cry those Oscar-winning tears. Like, that's crazy. Like, oh, like, I sometimes think that I can be, like, a songwriter and, like, you know, an artist and just come up with lyrics like that, but then I'm like, I'm not actually that creative to, like, you know, be able to do something like that. But, yeah, anyway, that was Oscar-winning Tears by Ray. Beautiful song, great introduction to the album. So let's get into the physical album itself, talking about the vinyl. I love this part of the show. So Ray released My 21st Century Blues as an album on vinyl, and it was originally pressed in two different colors. It was the standard black pressing and the white pressing, which was an online exclusive at the time. However, she did come to Vancouver and, you know, toured with Kali Uchis back in, I want to say, April, May of 2023. I'm unsure if it ended in June or if it started earlier. But while she was touring with Kali Uchis as an opener, she had some merch available. And one of the things that she had available was her white pressed vinyl that was signed, which was crazy because I think that is a great way to get her audience to interact with her and, you know, be able to get some more like heartfelt, sincere merch that, you know, is a bit more personalized from the artist, which is really cool. And then recently she performed the My 21st Century Blues album live in the Royal Albert Hall in London, UK. And she released the live album on a translucent red pressing. Again, completely different cover. It's a completely separate album. It's a live album, which is really, really cool. And I do want that album. However, I am severely broke right now to be spending a bit of money on vinyls, even though it's an addiction that I'm trying to control right now. But yeah, I had originally bought in the My 21st Century Blues album on the white pressing from her online web store. And I did that because I don't want to say impatient because, like, I don't want to say that I'm an impatient person when it comes to that. But I very much was impatient. Like, I needed that album ASAP in my vinyl collection. I couldn't wait. I could have waited for a signed version. And honestly, like, when she originally came to Vancouver with Kali Uchis and she was selling those signed albums and I saw them at the merch stand, I was a little bit cheesed because I would have loved to have my white album signed by Ray, and I didn't at the time. However, she came back to Vancouver on her solo tour at the Commodore Ballroom, which we will get into that because I got the chance to meet Ray herself. And yeah, basically in conclusion, I got it personally signed with a little cute message, and it was just so lovely, and I'm super happy that actually I waited to get a different signature from her. But yeah, let's get into a bit of the physical properties of the vinyl album itself. Like I said, I do own the white version of it, and the front cover is very, very, very complex. It just gives off a lot of different messages if you really look into it. So let's paint a picture a little bit. So the front cover of My 21st Century Blues is of this young girl standing on top of various different instruments. You got your cellos, you got your pianos, it's literally like a mountain or like a pile of musical instruments and production equipment, and it's all painted white. Some of them have red writing on it, which are the track titles in the album. But as I was saying, there's this girl standing on top of this pile, and she's kind of has this pose of like an imbalance, kind of like trying to make sure she doesn't fall off. And she's wearing these red high heels that are way too big for her. And I just think, like, having this picture painted already, I just think it's basically a representation of Ray. I want to say Ray, but it could be of any like woman in the music industry. First of all, the sense that she's fitting into shoes that are way too big for her. I believe that that's a very strong message that Ray's trying to convey within this illustration, in the sense that sometimes women, or specifically girls, are forced to grow up very quickly when it comes to like these type of jobs, or even just in general, and they have to fit into these shoes that are, you know, way too big for them, which conveys the message of, you know, growing up too fast and having to be a woman as fast as you can. But yeah, so this little girl is standing on top of the pile of instruments, and I believe that might be Ray, like, you know, standing on top of the music industry and her musical career and how she's trying to hold her balance, or how she was trying to hold her balance and be able to, you know, make it. But like I said, the message behind the album cover is incredibly well thought out. But as you open the album itself, it is a gatefold, which is super, super cool because I love gatefolds. And you proceed to see this small little message that she writes on every album, just basically thanking her audience for, you know, listening to her album, listening to her little baby, as she describes it, since she was working on it. And, you know, she put a lot of love into it and she just wanted to share that love with us. And I really appreciate that. It makes me feel more connected to her as an artist, as a person, and as someone I look up to, you know, in the music industry. And yeah, the album itself is only on a one LP, which means there's only one vinyl disc in the album, which is totally cool. But yeah, that's the physical album itself. I believe we should get into the next song and kind of just expand our view on what I meant by she loves to dabble in different genres in this album and play Black Mascara. Black Mascara is that song to get ready before you go out. It's such an awesome dance song, a bit of EDM leaning. I'll let you guys listen to it first before we do discuss it. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ray with Black Mascara.
Once you see my black mascara, run from you into my mama's hands. You're a selfish man, you understand what you want. Once you see my slick eyeliner, you
them hoes to be minding they business. Heart broke, but I'm still looking like millions. Six shots down, so I can't feel this. Talking my ear off, cocaine. Got a bitch gassed up, propane. Now I can't come down, or it pours, or underneath my eyes, how it rains. There's clouds up high, but the stars on the ceiling of the Royce. I hear this pain drown every other noise. You talk to me dumb, like you didn't have a choice. I'm here now, fucked up, thinking there's a why. I'm out here sinking in these dark nights. Nights, oh yeah.
Look what you done to me, you done to me, my baby. Look what you done to me, you done to me, my love.
Just what you done to me, you done to me, you done to me, you done to me, you done. I don't understand just what you.
In the beginning, there was Thumb.
Something strange and funky condensing out of the primordial ooze. Then, underground house parties and backyard raves. Stuff of legends still whispered about and blossomed. And now, the space barn blasts off, and Thumpasaurus is ready to engage a new frontier in the Thumpiverse. Don't miss Thumpasaurus live at the Biltmore Cabaret, January 18th, presented by MRG Live. Head to admitone.com to get your tickets now.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Live Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Right, welcome back to Discali. Let's debrief Black Mascara by Ray. I hope everyone was able to see what I meant by the song being an EDM-leaning song and a bit of a dance song, because that song has a lot of energy, a lot of production went into that song. And also, it's just a song that I really want to get up and just start dancing. Which, funny enough, now that I mention, when she came to open for Kali Uchis in Vancouver back in May, she introduced the song in her set list as a dancing song, like I said, and she told everyone to get up, because a lot of people were sitting down, I'm not gonna lie, and she said, everyone get up and bust a move, jump, I want to see hands up. And she very much got the crowd moving, but specifically the pit area, which I was not part of the pit area. I wish I was, but I wasn't. I was part of the lower bowl seats, and me and my best friend, we were the only ones standing and just jumping and screaming because we loved this song. And also, not that many people had known who Ray was yet or the specific album, but we were busting a move. We were dancing, jumping, all of the above. We were basically going manic, crazy, everything, but we had the time of our lives, and I will always cherish that memory a lot. But before we move on from Black Mascara, I do want to quickly talk about a line in the song that I just think is so well thought out and creative. Like I've been mentioning throughout this episode, it paints a story, it paints a picture. In the song Black Mascara, she has this one line that goes a little bit like this. Once you see my slick eyeliner blend into my black designer, bags under my eyes, oh, how do you try to understand what you've done to me? And then it repeats. I love the picture that she paints with that lyric, because first of all, we all know like the expression of having bags under your eyes when you're tired or when you're, like, you know, drained or like emotionally drained, which I think is what she's trying to convey. The way she kind of says that these bags under her eyes are like designer bags, kind of saying like maybe they're worth something, like personally worth something, or they weren't worth something, as in like I shouldn't have tired myself out for you, or I shouldn't have cried myself out for you. Kind of like that type of message that she's trying to convey. Because it also says like what you've done to me. Yeah, you can kind of, you know, put two ideas together and see what the song's about. But yeah, that basically wraps up Black Mascara, one of my all-time favorite songs off the album. So let's quickly move down the track list and just kind of see what else is going on. We have Escapism, which I would play. However, it is a bit of a heavy song, so I will skip it a little bit. If you do want to listen to it, again, it's Escapism by Ray on the My 21st Century Blues album. Such a good song featuring 070 Shake, so it has also a bit of a dancing beat to it. After Escapism, we have Mary Jane, The Thrill Is Gone, and Ice Cream Man, Flip a Switch, Body Dysmorphia, Environmental Anxiety. But I do want to highlight quickly Ice Cream Man, Body Dysmorphia, and Environmental Anxiety. These three songs are very heavy. They talk about problems that are currently being faced a lot and experienced by a lot of people. And there are a bit of some hard listens, I'm not going to lie. The first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, I can't believe she actually wrote a song about this. But someone had to say it, and someone had to express it in an artistic style. And I do thank Ray for having the courage and being able to artistically represent that in the music industry and be able to talk about it freely in the form of music. And for that, I do thank her a lot. Take a listen to those if you want on your own time. I definitely do think that Ice Cream Man is a very heartfelt, heavy, and bold song that some people could like to listen to. But I do want to give a bit of an advisory for that song. But yeah, just going into some other songs in the album, The Thrill Is Gone is such a fun song. Again, very dancing, very pop, a bit of R&B in there. And then we have Flip a Switch, which is such a great song. I wish, honestly, I could play every song of this album on this show, but unfortunately I can't. But I do highly, highly, highly recommend you listen to the entire album, but specifically to point out some songs. The Thrill Is Gone, Flip a Switch, and Five Star Hotel featuring Mahalia. Such a banger. These three songs honestly kind of just have like a lot of instrumental to it, which make it very poppy. The beat is a bit like, you know, vibey and kind of chill, but still has a lot of energy to it, which again makes it a pop song, which is super, super fun. But yeah, let's get into the last song off of this album that I will be playing today. And it's called Worth It. I mentioned this song near the beginning of the show. And yeah, it's just one of those songs that should be a staple in everyone's playlists. And I think that everyone should take a listen to it. But yeah, let's quickly just talk about it a little bit and introduce it a bit before I do actually play it. So the song Worth It is actually under the genre of UK R&B. But personally, in this song, I hear a lot of jazz. I get that vibe of jazz, and like I said, Ray is a person who loves to play around with jazz and I guess kind of like modernize it, so kind of like modern jazz, I guess a little bit leaning into pop. But yeah, if there's something about this song that I just love, it's the bass. I will always appreciate a good bass in a song. If there's a bass, kind of like a bossa nova, I'm in love with the song. So definitely try and point out the bass, because again, it keeps you in rhythm and it also kind of keeps you in the mood to listen to the entirety of the song. So let's get into it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ray with Worth It.
A boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer.
Old school, I like.
Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you torment me? I need to give another take.
Who's what I need is 'cause I could love you.
Baby, would you
make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it.
Ooh, wanna see the sun rise with you, baby.
make it that much better. So I hope you're gonna make it all worth it, worth it, worth it. Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
Wasn't that song just so good? If I could buy that song an infinite amount of times, it would be worth it. Like, that was a terrible joke, but you see what I mean. But yeah, the pronounced bass throughout the whole song is just what makes, I guess, what makes the song come together and be very complex, but still very simple and natural in the sense of it having a good flow. I do want to highlight the fact that the harmonies in that song are ridiculous. I always try to harmonize with myself or even try to harmonize with her when I'm singing the song. Can never do it, but I just leave it up to Ray because I know she's an expert in that and her vocal range is incredible. As you can tell throughout all the entirety of the songs, she just hits the low notes. She belts the high notes. It's so impressive. It truly just shows you the skills that Ray can bring to the table. But since we are wrapping up this section of the show when we talk about Ray, I feel like it's only adequate to talk about my experience with her back when she came to Vancouver to the Commodore Ballroom on October 31st. So I had originally bought a GA ticket with my friend to go and see Ray live. But then I saw that she released VIP packages with a meet and greet, which was jaw-dropping. I immediately ran to Ticketmaster's customer service and asked for an upgrade. I was just like, I will pay, obviously, the difference and pay whatever fee to get myself a meet and greet with Ray. But yeah, the day came and I lined up during the VIP and I thought there would be a lot more people, but there was only, I think, 6 of us who got VIP packages to meet Ray. But yeah, we were escorted in. We were told that we would have about a minute and a half of conversation time, which in my head was like very little, but also like a lot in the sense of her being an artist and us just being, you know, her fans. But I felt like it was the perfect amount of time. I was so nervous going in because I saw her. She was kind of sitting in like this booth because it was the Commodore Ballroom. If you're unaware of how it kind of looks, it's a bit of a jazz bar, which is so fitting for her. But all I remember was kind of like sweating and being cold because I was overthinking everything that I was going to say. I was like, how do I communicate with her? Like, this is my first full interaction with a celebrity. I have to keep it together. But when my time came up, I did bring my vinyl, as I mentioned, and I came up to her and I was like, hi, how are you doing? She's like, oh my God, hi, love, how are you? Obviously, just picture her with an English accent. I can't nail an English accent. But she was super, super sweet. She was so kind, very heartfelt, very personal. She basically made me feel like I was her friend, which I appreciate a lot from her because I feel like when it comes to meeting celebrities, sometimes it can feel very superficial. But she made sure it was personal and intimate. She gave me a huge hug. She smells so good. That's just something I very like vividly remembers, her just smelling like heaven. We sat down, we talked about music. I thanked her for writing the 21st Century Blues album, and she signed my vinyl. She wrote me a little personalized message, and she gave me a deck of cards, like a personalized deck of cards, in the sense that it has her face on like the Queen of Hearts, the Jack, the King. It's really, really cool. And she also signed that for me as well. We took a couple photos, and I wanted to show her a pair of pants that I made. I made the pants for when she came with Kali Uchis. I had basically kind of done some patchwork, and I had embroidered a red moon on one of the back pockets and a cigarette on the other back pocket. And I told her, I was like, I just wanted to show you these. And she was like, oh my God, these are so cool. I was like, thank you. Like, I really wanted to, you know, have an outfit for the concert. And I thought of just making it because I couldn't find anything else. And she was like, do you have a business? And I was like, no. And then she was like, you should. And I was just like, oh my God, I was freaking out. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And she was like, I would buy from you. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, take them now. I was like, I was so close to taking off my pants right there and then. And she was like, what? Like, what do you want? Like, would I give you my pajama pants? Because she was kind of wearing like these black like pants, like comfort pants, right? And I was like, oh yeah, or I would literally just go in my underwear, or I could go to the merch stand and buy a pair of pants or like a sweater or something. And she was like, no, like these are yours. And I was like, no, please take them. And she was like, no, please. But it was very sweet of her to say that. It made me feel very good about my work and made me feel, again, more connected to her as a person. But yeah, what felt like 10 minutes was actually a minute and a half. And time just flew, and I was very grateful and very happy to have met Ray. Took an awesome photo, and yeah, that was my experience with Ray. She proceeded to kill it on stage and just belt, sing, give such an amazing performance. She's such a great performer, and she interacted with the audience, which again, fed into that goal of being personal with her fans, which was, again, amazing. And that was one of my first concerts ever being barricaded, like front row. And I was dead center. I could see her in the eye every single time she sang a song. And it was just, it was amazing. I highly recommend everyone to go see at least once Ray in concert and just have a surreal experience, honestly. I will always cherish that memory and probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. But all in all, that brings us to the end of our Ray section for the episode today. And now we're going to get into our discovered artist. I am super excited for this artist. I recently found them while I was just browsing through my Apple Music, trying to find new artists to listen to. And their name is Kelly Cardinal. They are a pop singer-songwriter artist, First Nation to Canada from Alberta, and I just love their music. It's very catchy. It's got a nice beat to it. Now, before we get into the first song that I want to play, I just want to say that in this episode specifically, I won't be running through one album of this artist. I'm going to be running through various musics from different albums or different EPs or singles, just because there's like various different genres that she also plays with, which is why I wanted to bring her up and just kind of explore that and kind of just see what her artistic style is. So yeah, let's get into the first song. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kelly Cardinal with Song by the Supermoon.
When I look to the west and I see the sunset, to the east, see the long prairies, I am home, I am home.
cause this small town grew and it don't look like it did. Strangers' faces fill the streets, but I
Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
In all honesty, I've actually never had Dunkin' Donuts before, so maybe I might try it out, I don't know, maybe some Thursday from noon to one. But anyway, welcome back to Discali. Let's debrief the song we just heard by Kelly Cardinal called Song by the Supermoon. I honestly really, really liked this song. It was very heartfelt, very personal, and very sentimental. I mean, if you paid attention to the lyrics, I'm pretty sure Kelly was coming from this part of her indigenous culture and her indigenous background, and how she feels at home when she's, you know, really grounded into her ancestors, really grounded into her culture. And I think it was really nice to hear that through music. But yeah, something I wanted to point out musically is that her voice is very powerful. It has a nice range, and she knows how to utilize it specifically when she wants to show off an emotion or kind of give emphasis to a specific lyric. And I really, really liked it in this song. I did really appreciate the imagery that she also provided. I know there was a couple of sections in the song where she was representing her scenery and what she sees when she goes home. I believe the musical history behind her culture was also represented in the song. I think there was a lyric about the wind as it, like, you know, flows in the air, and the drum that hits, which is really, really cool because, yeah, I think that's a very important part of her culture and her traditions. So, again, love the song. It was a lot of fun to listen to. But now let's dive in a bit deeper to her genres as described by her biography and her website. And it says that Kelly is a soul folk songstress from the Northern Prairies and sings blues, folk, and R&B/soul. And as I said, she is from Edmonton, Alberta. But I thought, yeah, it would be a great time to bring her in today. As we were talking about Ray and My 21st Century Blues, it only felt appropriate to talk about Kelly as well, since she also dabbles in blues, folk, R&B, and soul, which is super, super cool. But yeah, I think that before we start debriefing a little bit more, now that we got to know Kelly, I feel like we should play another song of hers. I was actually listening to this song on the bus a couple days ago, and I thought it sounded a lot like Dua Lipa, a little bit less like Ray, but I really, really liked how she made the song into a pop song. And yeah, I feel like before I spoil it too much, I feel like I should just show you guys. But this song actually came out on July 26, 2023, so of this year, and it's called Over Before It Began. So let's take a listen and discover this other side of Kelly. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kelly Cardinal with Over Before It Began.
Everyone else can see it, the way I start to shine. When you come around, I got one thing on my mind. You're willfully in the dark, but you can't deny. I step forward and you step back. This frenzy got me so
I'm
right, welcome back to the last couple minutes of Discali. Let's debrief Over Before It Began by Kelly Cardinal. I love that song, but you see what I kind of meant by the production is a little bit like Dua Lipa. I think as much as it is pop, I think it is a disco single or a disco leaning single. And I say this because of obviously like the musical production and like the pronounced bass as well as like the pronounced kind of like high pitched synth noises. And then obviously you can't really see it, but I'll describe it for you guys. The single cover, is of her, I'm pretty sure, like laying on a dance floor, I want to say. And it's like neon lights everywhere, and what she's wearing is very like colorful. So I guess this is a dancing song, kind of like Ray. It's a dancing song to get up and bust a move. I honestly love the song, and I added it already to my playlist. But I did want to talk about a section in the song, which kind of reminded me of Silk Sonic. I don't know if you guys know who Silk Sonic is, but Silk Sonic is a band formed by Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. And they came out with an album called An Evening with Silk Sonic. It's so good. I really hope I can do that album one day. Maybe bring someone in to talk about it. But yeah, there was this one section in the song where she says, "It's over," and then take a break. And then, na na na. Anyway, I can't exactly remember in which song from the Silk Sonic album they have the same musical progression of like emphasizing a lyric before they take like a full break. And then they go back into it with like a decreasing musical progression, is like they go up and then it goes na na na, so it's like a decrease. But anyway, I love that part because it's like, you know, a bit of a break from the dance, and then you like, you know, go back into it. But yeah, that was Over Before It Began by Kelly. I love that song. I feel like we should keep listening to a little bit more of Kelly. So in light of keeping this energy up, I think I should play Party of One. So Party of One actually came out December 1st of 2023, so it's only been a couple weeks since it was released. And it's also a pop song. It's a very fun. It's a bit slower and less kind of like disco-y, but I'll just let you guys listen. It starts off slow and then, you know, it gets in. There's a nice pronounced bass. Again, like I said, love a song with a pronounced bass. But yeah, I'll leave the floor to Kelly and you guys can take a listen to Party of One. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kelly Cardinal with Party of One.
Late to the party, already know everybody. I came here alone. I'd rather be at home. I wanna start again.
Start again.
Count back up to 10.
Party up.
was Kelly Cardinal with Party of One. Again, let me just say, great pop production in the song. I loved it. I was actually going to note that the harmonies in the beginning of the song, when she before like the beat drops, very light, very fluffy, you know, candy to my ears. But yeah, that brings us to the end of our show. I know I always get sad when it comes to wrapping this episode up. However, I did want to just quickly plug in that Discali does have an Instagram. So you can find us on Instagram and shoot us a text if there's any album that you might want to listen to or if you want me to review or if you just want to, you know, express anything. Like, definitely reach out, DM me, and, you know, we can talk about music. I love talking about music. So that's _ Discali, DISCOLLIE _ on Instagram. You can find us there. And yeah, before I fully wrap up this episode, I do want to say that next up we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch at 12 p.m. So don't hop off the radio just yet and stay tuned in for The Eclectic Lunch with Dave. Hopefully we're able to play this next full song by Kelly Cardinal to sign us off from today's episode on Discali. I wish you guys all a happy new year. I'll see you guys in 2024. So let's take a last listen to Kelly Cardinal. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Wrong Love.
Fill me with delight on stolen secret nights. It always felt so right, but I knew that it was wrong love. Sneaking in the dark, racing just to park. I'm tattooed by your mark, but I knew that it was wrong love. We know that it's wrong love. Showed up at the right time, living the late night, running the red lights. Wicked when you lie, crying naked nights, when we know that this is wrong love. Making cryptic calls, climbing up your walls. I love it when we fall, when we know that this is wrong love. We know that it's wrong love.